Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
Maybe it's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. All right, welcome to BSS Carolina, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, and we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back into broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby.
And, of course, that is Big Shot. Beautiful Big Shot over there.
What's happening?
B-squared.
B-squared.
I just put my headphones on. I finally looked at it to make sure I had the left one on the left ear and the right one on the right ear. It makes a difference, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering my ears
really?
Were hurting.
Yeah, you can't put it on the other side. It makes a difference.
I hear no difference whatsoever.
The quality sound of hearing ain't the difference.
Besides, the cord is right here.
The comfort level on your ears feels a little different.
Yeah.
Well, it does to me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if
Trendcenter.
I don't know if Beats has a R and an L on them.
Well
as much money
you,
as you pay for them, they shouldn't.
They do, actually. But you can feel the comfort's totally different.
Yeah, it is.
Because if you do it the other way, it leans more to the back of the neck and it hurts. So I ain't going that far. And, of course, that is the other gentleman you heard speaking. That's the real Scott Ely.
No, that's the OG Scott Ely. We are.
Gentlemen.
The OG, well, the original OG gentleman.
Is the lightweight of the room.
Ha 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 ha!
Ha ha! And of course, I am Rocky. Welcome to today's show. We got a great show for you today. Why are you laughing? It's true. That's what she called you.
He said, "Whoa!" Yeah, I was below the belt.
I was halfway through my beer, and little Steven wasn't even close to halfway.
When a waitress comes up to you and says, "Hey, lightweight," I just
ouch.
Give up.
Well, I could have had a couple retorts for her, but I'm a gentleman,
the original gentleman.
Well, on today's show, we got some great stuff to talk about, baseball. We're definitely talking about a fight that happened this week. But first, there's some news. I want to talk about a couple of news stories. NBA rumor, Dwight Howard unlikely to return if the Rockets hire D'Antonio as a coach. So go ahead and hire Mike D'Antonio.
James Harden don't want Dwight Howard down there anyway. So hire whoever you want to hire.
I want to add this to my dummy list. Major League Baseball GM shoots down idea of Mike Trout trade. There's 95% chance LA not interested. 99% chance teams couldn't make it worth it. So you tell me there's a chance. I mean, 5% is 5%. 1% is 1%.
There's a chance.
I can't see anybody trading for Mike Trout, though. You would have to give up a farm. I literally mean a farm. I mean, you would have to give up your starting nine rotation, all your players, plus a star pitcher.
Come on, Yankees. Let's go get Trout. Let's go get Harper and build this dynasty back.
The only way the Mets could get Mike Trout was you'd have to trade
all your starting
Cespedes.
Yep.
Neil Walker, David Wright, Harvey. Well, they might leave Harvey. DeGrom, Syndergaard, Mats, Wheeler, and leave us Cologne, please. Leave us Bartolo Cologne. And they'll have to take Familia, too. They'll have to take a closer. And they might consider that. They might for Mike Trout.
Really?
They might.
Cologne, of all the names you mentioned to leave, Barlow, Cologne is the one you keep.
That's what I'm saying. No, I said no. Keep. No, we keep.
That's Cologne. What I'm saying. You'll keep all the names you say get rid of. The one you say keep is Cologne.
You need to smell good.
He does hit more home runs than most teams because he is the bad man.
Especially
himself.
The rotund one.
The round mound of pound himself.
Big sexy. Conor McGregor and Dana White have met for a fight coming up.
He's going to have to defend that featherweight belt against the winner of the Jose Aldo fight. He has no choice. He messed everything up. He's on Dana White's hit list right now. He's in the doghouse.
Canelo Alvarez vacated world heavyweight title.
The welterweight belt?
Yep.
Hopefully it means he's setting up a fight with Gennady Golovkin.
Because he wants to fight Triple G.
I hope so. I mean, that's a fight I would pay to see. I know Alvarez is probably going to get his block knocked off, but at least somebody wants to get in the ring with Gennady Golovkin. You got to stop ducking this man. I mean, the pressure's on Alvarez. He's already bypassed him a couple times. So if you bypass him again, then you start looking scared. And no one wants to be called a chicken. Especially if you claim you're a professional fighter.
Phil Mickelson charged with insider trading by SEC allegedly bought 2.4 million position after receiving tip.
I just saw that he's going to pay back like almost $2 million.
Well, I mean, if he pays it back, I guess, does he get a lighter sentence or anything?
They said he made $931,000 from a stock tip from a gambler.
That's it?
Yeah.
Only $931,000.
What are you talking about?
That's it? When you're Phil Mickelson, you know, and you got millions to throw around, wouldn't you kind of want to throw a little bit more in there? Make a little bit more?
Well, Phil doesn't claim he doesn't have millions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's got a couple million. He's got two, right? He's won a few tournaments. He's got some sponsorships.
All indications are the Magic will have contract talks with Frank Vogel. So it looks like he's going to end up in Orlando.
I mean, Frank Vogel is a good coach, man. He got shafted in Indianapolis for the Pacers because he wasn't Larry Bird's guy.
And so, his offense wasn't up-tempo enough, I guess.
I think he'll do really well in Orlando or wherever he ends up landing. Patrick Ewan interviewed with the Grizzlies over the weekend as well.
That's right. Watch out. That would be actually a pretty good hire they get him.
I think so, man.
So hopefully we don't lose him. And the last story I wanted to share real fast, golf. Murfield course in Scotland loses right to host the Open Championship after voting against having women members.
Wow. No Open Championship. That's a lot of money they're going to lose out of for not having the Open Championship.
Shoot, didn't they learn with Augusta? Might as well let them in.
You got to let them in.
Let them in.
If you can let women use men bathrooms and men use women bathrooms, you got to let the women play golf on your course.
That's
come
right.
on now.
So there's some stories we wanted to share with you guys. But we're going to talk a little bit of baseball because, you know, let's talk about Batista versus Odor, the fight of the year. I'm telling you right now.
It wasn't even a fight. It wasn't a fight.
No, it was, dude, it was better than any boxing match I've seen this year. And he only threw one punch.
Who watches boxing?
Not a lot. Thoughts on the brawl? In Texas,
it's over. He got his jaw jacked.
He got his chin checked for him, and now he knows going forward: hands up, chin tucked, not hands down, chin out.
Exactly. If you're gonna attempt to get in a brawl, keep him up.
But he should have went after the pitcher that beamed him with the fastball instead of going after Odor. Was Odor even in the series last year?
Yes.
He was?
Yeah. You mean in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was okay. He's the one that scored on that bounced off the bat, and he ended up scoring. But, no, going back to that, do you think the penalties were right? He got suspended 8 games. Joy, I can take a punch, Batista, got suspended 1 game.
No.
Gibbons got suspended 3 games.
Odor.
Well, the reason why he got a 3-game suspension is because he was ejected from the game already and came back out in the field.
Well, he just wanted to make sure his players are
okay. You got coaches out there. They do it.
You saw Adrian Beltre grab Joey Bats and just keep him away from Odor. Odor is not the biggest guy in the world. I'm sure they could have done it without old boy coming off the bench. If 8 games is the right call, then if you felt like that was enough games, I'm good with it. Because at the end of the day, he did throw a punch. This isn't fighting. This isn't a street fight, you know? This is baseball. It's one thing to get in someone's face and talk a little trash and yo mama this and you smell like that and your girl tastes like this. But then it's another thing to throw a punch and try to knock somebody out. A sucker punch at that. Well,
it wasn't a sucker punch.
I won't call it a sucker punch because Joey Bats did get up in his face and started a little conflict. Odor hit Joey Bats with a shove first, and then
Batista pushed him.
Batista rolled up on him. Odor said, wham, 2 to the chest, and then wham, hit him on the chin.
The best right hook of the year. The motion of Joey's face when he hit him, you said, oh, it go to one side.
His eyes rolled up in his head a little bit.
He almost fell down.
Went to sleep.
Hey, a lot of credit. He stood on his feet. He didn't fall down.
He didn't go to sleep.
I thought he was going to get.
I think he was still woozy.
I seriously, every time I watch the video, I want to put it underneath Chris Tucker and Friday.
Man, you got knocked up out.
Thank you. I wanted to play on the show, but I'm not going to. Thoughts on Harper and Puig wearing gear saying MBFA, meaning make baseball fun again.
Love it.
I love it.
Should be.
Love
it. Yeah. But how can you make baseball fun again when some guys are making $30 million a year?
I've got a way to make it fun again. You know, we saw a fight this week. All right, won't we do it like hockey? You give them let's have a penalty box. In baseball. Seriously. Let's have a penalty box in baseball.
Next to the pitcher's mouth?
Absolutely. Why not? Whoa.
If you're going to compare that fight to hockey.
No, I'm not comparing it. No. I'm trying to make it fun again.
That's like a little girl squabble.
No, it is, but I want to make it fun again. That's the point. You put a little penalty box beside the dugout.
No. If you want to make fun, or send
them back to the showers.
If you want to make baseball fun again, you knock the max player contract down to $15 million a year instead of getting these ridiculous contracts.
Exactly. Put cap limit on teams. So
you know what?
What does the cap really do?
I wouldn't even say teams. I would say on players.
What do you mean equal pay?
Max.
No, absolutely not. Didn't the Kansas City Royals destroy all of that? Because they don't really overpay people, and they're winning. I mean, the last 5 years in baseball, who has really won a championship by paying players?
The Giants, but they were paying.
They didn't overpay. They
paid Paulo Sandoval. They paid Hunter Pence.
They drafted those guys. Hunter Pence was the only one that was traded. From the Phillies.
I would say let them.
Baumgartner was there. I mean, most of baseball now is people you draft.
I would say let them do the fancy home run trots. If you want to showboat around the bases and do a couple cartwheels, some backflips, I'm with that.
I'm with that too, but the next time you go up to the plate, you're getting one in the air.
Let pitchers do that. If you lay a fat pitch out there and it gets crushed, that's on you.
I still think you should have a penalty box. Letting them be out for 2 innings. Bring them back in. Hey, I'm going to sub them back in. It's time to come back. You're out of the box.
So have a little ring out by the bullpen.
Yeah.
Send them out there. Let them go.
Let them have a little brawl. Let them brawl.
Do you have the clip from Billy Madison? That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard, and you have made everybody dumber for listening to that. May God have mercy on your soul. No, you don't.
No, I mean, it's part of the game. Let them, you know, let them hatch it out.
How does that make it fun?
So your short start comes back in the game. Now he's got a swollen eye, and he misses the ground ball because he can't see.
No, I'm not even talking about you have to let them fight. I'm saying, let you know, if something like that happens, put them in a penalty box for an inning or two. And then bring them back. I mean, there's not always a fight in hockey. I mean, you know, some games you watch, there's not a fight.
Because they deter it, because they give them a 10-minute major.
Well, there you go. Setting them out for two innings.
Cut the game
down
to six innings.
Cut the game to six innings? No.
Yes. One thing I am totally for, get rid of home run trot. Don't make them walk all the way around the bases. Just let them stand there, hit home run base, and get back to the dugout.
Why? I mean, it's been a part of baseball for years. That's total bases. You have to touch every base.
Right, but you are now in a time where – and you need to do different things to try to add to the game. I don't know the solution, but talk about it. Figure it out. Let's add
that's why they're talking about making it a shorter season, which I don't think. If you're paying these guys that much money, they're add more games to the season. Why are you giving them one day off a week?
Personally, if you shorten the season, say 125 games, I'm okay with that. But you don't have to add playoff teams.
It would be back before the 61 season. It would be 154 they'd go back to.
I would be okay with it. I like the longer season, opinion.
I'm not, because the whole record book goes out the window again, just like it happened in 61.
Yeah.
Just keep it the way it is. These guys are getting paid a crap ton of money. Make them play.
All of it guaranteed. None of it depends on what they do on the field.
Putting a cap in place is not the answer. To me, football shouldn't have a cap. Basketball shouldn't have a cap. Screw it. I mean, because you don't win championships by paying the players anymore. And they're going to make the money. These players are going to make money, whether we like it or not.
They're making money off sponsorships regardless as well.
Right.
And they're making a crap ton off the team.
But if you all it does is like the Charlotte Hornets, Bobcats, the teams that don't spend money, that, okay, we're not going to touch the luxury tax. We're not going to do all that. It doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, look what the Hornets did with that.
What?
With not touching. They're not spending money.
Right. But
because every big guy, everybody in the East is in Cleveland right now.
Right. Because but Cleveland makes it work. Because, you know, but think if you didn't have a cap.
Dan Gilbert doesn't mind paying the luxury tax. He's paying the luxury tax right now.
There's ways to try to make baseball better. I don't think adding a cap is not
way
it.
Too much money, though.
Well, no, they do. Every sport gets paid. I'm sorry. Every sport gets paid way too much.
I mean, if you're good
money.
At what
only
you
hockey's
do, you
the only
be
one
paid
that doesn't
to
get
play.
Paid enough
you
money.
You should be paid well.
No, you should be paid well. I'm not saying that
but
you should
if
be
you,
paid.
But if you're going to get endorsements, too, if you're going to get a sponsor deal as well, it's way too much damn money.
Look at basketball, all right?
Look at
LeBron
Bryce Harper
James.
And his, what, Under Armour contract.
Look at LeBron James, okay? We can talk about Bryce Harper. Look at LeBron. I mean, he's plus $1 billion contract with Nike. Well, he's going to make money forever, and he doesn't have to play ever again.
Michael Jordan made $100 million from Nike last year. He ain't played in 20 years.
Right, exactly. But we're talking about baseball because Bryce Harper's going to make his $400 million.
Man, when he becomes a free agent,
don't count him short.
Man, I could see the Yankees throwing up $40 million a year for him.
Absolutely, why not?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to LA. Don't worry.
No, I'm talking about the Bankies.
We haven't spent no money on a player in a long
Yeah, you're waiting
time.
On Bryce Harper. That's why.
Yeah.
We're lining up our coins in a row.
Speaking of people paying, somebody's going to get ready to get paid. Bartolo Colon, your savior, of the Mets, being sued by mother of two, his two secret kids, also has a wife of 21 years.
Well, he's making money now, so might as well pay him.
You got to pay to play, man.
Yeah, I mean, how many players have, you know, secondary, third, you know, girls, you know, they knocked up?
That's
hey,
true.
Pay them
side
up.
Pieces.
Side pieces. Pay pay your baby mama.
You get paid the Phil Mickelson amount, $1,037,029.81.
He could. Also, the Padres make Matt Kemp available for trade this summer. I know a good place he'd be in New York.
No hell.
What do you mean? He's got 10 home runs, 29 RBIs.
No hell.
They don't need another broke down outfielder.
He's not broke now. He's actually having a good season.
One good season.
He's not had one. He had a good season last year.
He needs to go to the Nationals.
And he was healthy all year.
Hell no. Why the hell you want to put that evil on me?
Oh, don't worry. We'll get ready to get to your evil because I won't talk about NL East.
He needs to go to the Nationals, stay in the National League. They need another bat for Bryce Harper to protect Bryce Harper.
That's why they're paying Jason Worth like $18-19 million a year.
Jason Worth ain't what he was when
he's not worth. He wasn't worth it with the Phillies.
Jason Worthless.
He had one good season and they overpaid him.
They paid him.
Just like everybody does. We ain't taking back in LA, so I wish we would. Trey Puig.
Puig.
Yep. Who is hot and cold? O's are 8-2 the last 10, Red Sox 7-3. And the Philadelphia Phillies are second in the East, 7-3.
I know, right? Phillies.
Phillies are second in the NL East.
Well, the only reason. The only reason because the Mets have had like two. They have two games less played than those two teams. That's why.
Don't cry.
We're only 40 games
don't
in.
Don't cry.
I'm just saying. They were tied with the Nationals. They have one or two less games played on them.
The Phillies.
But they play the Nationals tonight.
The Phillies.
Steven.
The Phillies are seven games
their
over 500.
Pitching staff is ridiculous this year. Apparently, they knew something that we didn't.
Even with Ryan Howard hitting a robust .187 or something.
Can
like
we
that.
Please have them lose? There's no more enjoyment in life than watching a Philadelphia team lose. I need them
well,
to keep
Let's see how well they keep going in the season. It's still they're not even a quarter of the way
no
through.
One is as hot as the Cubs, though, no. Man.
Well, why we got to talk about the Cubs? They are what they are.
Yeah, the O's are hot. They're 8-2.
The O's.
The Giants are 7-3.
The NL West, man, that's still like even the last team in the division's six games back.
Yeah, it's a wide open division. Right now, we're third, and we're two games out. So we'll see what happens.
San Francisco Giants, they started slow, but they've definitely picked it up.
They have. Colorado's playing good, you know, with Story and everybody else. So the Blue Jays are 3-7, last 10. Twins are 2-8. The whole AL West is at 500 or worse. The Braves are 3-7. The Reds are 3-7.
Mm. Well, the Mariners sitting at 22-17.
They're saying the Reds bullpen might go down as the worst in Major League Baseball history.
Well, yeah, they allowed a run in 21 straight games.
That's terrible.
Worst in Major League history, not just worst of the year. Worst in Major League history. That's pretty impressive.
And then Jackie Bradley Jr., the Red Sox, with a 23-game hitting streak.
Uh-oh.
He's not even halfway. When he gets into the 30s,
does he get
then
halfway?
You talk about it.
Does he get halfway?
I don't even think he gets to 30.
I don't know. I can't remember. I think Luis Castillo came close, and that
he
was, 39. What, 30? Yeah, 37.
That was 2003.
Late 2000.
Really talking about it. And he hears it all the time. He's going to fold under the pressure.
Man, it's...
Ted Williams' record will never be touched. 56?
It's 56 games. Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to touch
Just
that.
Think Pete Rose. 44. What was his closest? 44.
And
that
Rose,
was the greatest... One of the greatest hitters in history.
He's the only hitter with 4,000 hits, right?
Only one.
Yeah. Jackie Bradley is not getting 56 game hit streak. I can't see it happening. Maybe 39, 40, maybe.
I don't see
it. It's so hard to get in. Like you said, there's so much pressure. Once you hear, it's like a no-hitter. You got a no-hitter going, people start saying about sixth inning, seventh inning.
Well,
hey, you got a no-hitter going.
And he's playing in Boston.
Right.
Which is more pressure.
And
well, not really. He's playing a great
not
lineup,
to degrade
though, to help
Joe D's record, but, I mean, this era of pitching, I mean, you got pitchers that are throwing 100 miles an hour, throwing filthy breaking stuff. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's in your head, especially if you get to 30. You're like, okay, what's he throwing me? What's the count? It's just gonna get in your head, and you're gonna have one of those nights where you screw up.
Agreed.
Yeah, there's no way.
All right, let's go to Sunshine. are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Do you guys have any?
Jason Day, wire-to-wire winner at the TWC, the Players' Championship over the weekend. Matt Kenseth. Let's go, Matt Kenseth, Team Gibbs. Winning for Team Gibbs Racing. They're killing it. I got a question, though. Do you think there will ever be another player to hit 400 in a season?
No.
Mm, no.
It's just too hard, right?
There's not a player. Sorry, go ahead.
It just depends. I mean, if they really, like, hamper the pitching. I mean, just right now, pitching's just way too tough.
Pitching is way too tough. And you get past the sixth inning, you get to these specialist pitches that you – don't see that often.
Yeah, and you got you got guys watching video on every at bat, and it's just it's no way.
Well, I was gonna say the lineups aren't that good either. I mean, there's some good lineups like Chicago that the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters, but then you get back to 8 or 9. A lot of people don't do contact hitting anymore. There's no Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, strikeouts are way up.
Yeah, strikeouts are up.
If Tony Gwynn couldn't get to it, it's close to impossible.
And he got close.
And the reason he didn't get to it because of the strike that season.
I mean,
he would have got it that season.
You know, I do think if Ichiro was a contact hitter when he came in the league,
well,
I think if he started, if he didn't spend all those years in Japan, I think he possibly could hit 400 because he's that type of contact hitter with the speed.
And that's the thing about Ichiro. He just hits contact in the games. They say when he's in batting practice, he puts on a show.
He crushes stuff when he was in batting practice. Oh, going back to the sunshine, Steph Curry, MVP, 45% from the three, 58% from the field, 90% from the free throw line, 30 points a game, led the league in steals. No question, the first ever unanimous MVP of that league. Way to go! Team Light Skin Brothers. So much shade being thrown at the Light Skin Brothers.
That song up now.
Tell me he just didn't say that.
It's so much shade being thrown at the Light Skin Brothers. I'm telling you, man. They were hating.
Really?
I can't believe he got the unanimous vote. He didn't deserve the unanimous. Just shade being thrown at the Light Skin Brothers.
No, I understand the shade being thrown at him. Right, because it steamed my clams too. But, you know,
would you have rather grind my gears?
Don't ruffle my feathers.
I add vocation to the show and see what happens.
That's what I got this week, man.
Sean asked how his elbow will affect the next game.
It won't. He'll be just fine. They'll put some ice on it and the swelling will go down.
I think it will affect.
He shot better after he got up from that spill he took. I think he'll be fine.
I think he's going to get hurt again somehow. I don't know. But I think
on the light-skinned brother.
I'm not wishing anything on the light-skinned man. I'm not saying brother because, you know, I'm not light. Well, I am light-skinned.
Throw me out of the sun a little bit more.
You can base. But, no, going back, we'll see how he does. You got any more? Is that it?
That's it.
All right. You got any?
Matt Kenseth for surviving Dover. I mean,
that's a tough track, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, mile track, but, I mean, you're doing 160. In tight turns. Survive the 18-car crash. Who else? Martin Jones of the San Jose Sharks had a shutout against the Blues in the Western Conference Finals that brought it to 1-1 in the Western Conference.
Sweet.
That's mine.
All right. I've got a couple. Clayton Kershaw, I want to start with him, becomes fifth. What?
Nothing.
He's the fifth pitcher since 1900 to have 10 strikeouts in 6 straight starts. Your Mets not done it yet. They're too young. A's Chris Davis hits walk-off grand slam for his third homer of the game versus the M's. Then he followed it up last night with another home run. So he's got 4 in 2 days. Luis Suarez for scoring his 40th goal of the year for Barcelona. Yes, we talk hockey. Or soccer, sorry.
But that's skewed because he plays with Leo Messi and Neymar.
I know, but it's still hard to score.
Damn!
These names mean nothing to me.
You play with Leo Messi and Neymar. Of course you're going to score.
And finally, Cleveland's got a championship in something. Stipe Mysick for winning UFC heavyweight championship. He's from Cleveland.
Let's go, Cleveland. This might be y'all summer, because when the fall hits, we know what's going to happen. The Indians ain't making the playoffs. The Browns are going to lose every single game they step on the field for.
I want to just move to Cleveland for 1 year to see how drunk people get, just to survive living in Cleveland.
It's pretty bad, dude. I've been to Cleveland. It's pretty, yeah. It's interesting. Serena Williams for winning her 70th career title. That's the fifth most titles in Open era.
That girl is unbelievable. Did you see she ate some dog food off the menu at the hotel?
That was horrible. That was horrible. I couldn't believe they even played that on TV.
But she Monty put Jones, it on her Instagram.
No, I can't believe they. I was like, wow, okay. But Monty Jones looked horrible after you watched it. LeBron James for his $1 billion lifetime contract with Nike.
They gave Bron a Billy not to run away.
Yep.
Lifetime contract.
Lifetime contract.
Imagine seeing a check with three commas on it.
Yep.
Three commas.
I'm lucky to see one.
Right.
And then last but not least, I'm giving my new favorite player, Odor of the Rangers, for that right hook to Batista's face. That was a thing of beauty.
Do you smell what the rock? Never mind.
What the odor smell? What the odor left? The odor right? Woo. That was the
odor left behind on that punch, man. You could see it rising from his chin.
That just replaced Nolan Ryan's little thing he did with Robin Ventura back in the 90s.
He said, as the most famous
fight ever. And it wasn't even a fight.
Robin Ventura should have picked him up and dropped him on his neck on the mound. With the back suplex, that would have been wonderful.
Moving on from that, the NHL playoffs are still going on. Our brackets are busted. Thankfully, all I get to do is thank you, Pittsburgh Penguins, for beating the Caps. Because now both sports shows are out of the playoffs.
We knew the Capitals were going to melt away.
Yep.
Even though Ovechkin did play well, the rest of the Capitals just suck.
The Western Conference playoffs, you say San Jose won last night? St. Louis won last night.
San Jose won.
So it's 2-1.
Pittsburgh won last night, actually. So it's 2-1 in the East. Two nights ago, San Jose won. They played tonight.
It's tied at 1. It's tonight.
Tampa's beat up, man. Hopefully they get a couple of their pieces back for game 4. Come on, Lightning. Right? Y'all are my favorite sweater, man.
I don't want Lightning to win.
What?
I don't care. But they lost Bishop, who may not be back, and Stamkos is still not cleared.
He probably won't be back. If he comes back, it might be the Cup Finals. That's it.
But he had a blood clot he's dealing with or something. It's tough, man.
I know you want Lightning. I still want the Blues. I really don't care. San Jose or St. Louis.
I want the Lightning. Ka-chow, man.
I want either team, the Western Conference team, I want to win the Cup.
Wait, you know what? Maybe I do want the Blues because they have the power of the boobs. I know you've seen the picture.
No.
What? The boob? The rally boobs?
No, I have not
seen the rally boobs. What?
What are you talking about, rally boobs?
This girl sitting behind the San Jose bench. Oh, my. You have to look that up. She had her top just about down. I mean, her boobs were out a good bit. She was well endowed.
Did she have some good boobs?
This lady was stacked. She was an all-star.
So what, they pass out shirts?
It was just her. She just happened to sit behind the bench in boobs out, and she had something, what was it, written on. I told you, she's an all-star.
Alley boobs. That's
it's got something else on there, on her shirt, but it's right behind the head coach's head.
Yeah, it says "Long Live the Knot."
But anyway, she had them covered up in game 2 when they lost.
There you go.
She had them.
Oh, wow.
She had them covered up in game two.
Wait, don't cover them things up.
Exactly. Had them out in game one. They won. Had them
covered in game two. They lost.
Exactly.
Somebody tweeted our cup size is Stanley.
But please, get that woman to San Jose. Get that woman to San Jose.
They got a hashtag started for that. That's crazy.
Hashtag boobs almighty.
No, rally boobs.
Rally boobs.
All right. Well, there you go. NHL talk. I told you we'd talk NHL today. UFC boxing. We talked a few minutes. We already talked about Canelo Alvarez and Triple G. You can't wait to see the fight. UFC, there is who was dropped. Conor McGregor's talking to have bet UFC 201.
That's the best he can do right now. He's damn sure ain't gonna be at 200.
All right, and we will. And NASCAR this week is in Charlotte.
The next two weekends
in Charlotte, All-Star weekend.
Dale Jr. and Regan Smith get third warnings at Dover, one side losing a pit stall selection. Okay, what is a pit stall selection? Please tell us.
When you qualify, you normally get to select, you know, pole sitter gets to select pit stall. Their first pit stall. Second place gets to select their next pit stall.
Okay.
Normally, teams want to go either first pit stall, last pit stall right by the wall, so there's when you pull out, there's nobody in front of you, or you select behind the lap car so you know they're going to be lapped immediately. So you want to select somewhere where you have room to work. So if you lose your selection, they put you wherever they want to put you.
So you could get screwed.
Pretty much.
If you're behind some jabroni, Danica Patrick, that can't drive, let alone park.
We love you, Danica, but
no, we don't.
Damn,
no, we don't.
You can't drive, man.
Yeah, no, we don't really care for Danica. You know, go back to Indy.
She doesn't deserve an Indy ride.
Don't
she got lucky one time? Cause
or a pit box away from Danica. That's what Sean says.
I would stay away. Yeah, I would stay that far away.
Please.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But and Casey Kane also lost 15 championship points.
I was getting ready to say that because the race inspection and his crew chief was fined $25,000.
Yeah.
NASCAR is doling out suspensions and fines this year.
They are buckling down on what you can do to your car, what is allowed, man.
I mean,
a couple races ago, at Talladega, where Keselowski won, they said it's not official until after they check the car and make sure that everything is together.
Because if
he wouldn't have one lug nut missing, they would have like took some points, or the crew chief would have been suspended a week.
I would say they can't take the win away.
I mean, NASCAR is crazy.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about them. They won't take the win away, but they'll fine.
They will fine the hell out of you, and they will dock your crew chief.
Yeah, so please.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Matty Ice, your resident NASCAR neck, doing NASCAR tech.
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
All right. But anyway, fan votes has started already. So be sure to download the NASCAR app or go to NASCAR/All-Star to vote. I think the top.
Because it's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. The top 10. Hold on, wait. I just had it up here. It was. They had the top five as of right now is Matt DiBenedetto, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, Danica Patrick, and somebody else were the top five as of right now. Well, it was, I think, of last week were the top five vote getters. And the fan vote gets an automatic bid into the All-Star race.
Who wins this weekend?
Didn't Hamlin win it last year?
Yeah.
Well, it just depends who wins. Because you have the showdown race. You get two cars out of the showdown, plus your fan vote. If it's just going based on who's right now eligible, Kyle Busch, probably. You can pick any of the Gibbs cars. They're going
to
be.
I was going to say someone from Gibbs Racing. It's just hard. It's hard to narrow down the cars, man, because it really just depends on what happens.
And plus, he's running that special paint scheme for M&M's 75th anniversary.
Well, he always does strong here in Charlotte anyway, so it's hard to pick. Man. He's got a great car here.
I don't want to look past Earnhardt Jr. I know he's had a rough stretch, but I feel like he wants to come and have a great two races while they're down here in Charlotte. And the Penske cars have been running really well as well.
Yeah, if Ryan Blaney either races his way in or gets a fan vote, I could see him being a factor. I mean, from High Point, North Carolina, I mean, second-generation racer. He's been doing good in a car that hasn't raced full-time in 8 years for the Wood Brothers. Mm. They partner with Penske, and, I mean, the kid's top 16 in points right now.
Wow.
Against the big-money guys. I could see him as an intermediate track being a factor.
But I expect a big name to win the All-Star race. I know one person who ain't going to win it or be close to winning it. DP.
Casey Kane.
Sorry, guys.
Casey Kane's my pick to not win.
Casey Kane. Who do you pick to win?
Not win?
No, win.
Oh, one of the Gibbs cars. I'm going to go with one of the Gibbs cars. I want to go. Nope, no, I'm going to go with my boy Brad Keselowski. That's my favorite racer right
so
now.
So he's like, I'm going with one of the Gibbs cars. But I'm going to pick not a Gibbs car.
Not a Gibbs car. I'm gonna go with my boy.
Mr. Ed.
You don't like Brad Keselowski?
I don't.
I love Brad Keselowski, man, because everybody hates him.
Well, I'm. You know what? I picked him a couple times this year. One I'll go again. I'm going to go Austin Dillon.
He's really? 10th.
Yeah. He does good in Charlotte.
But he's not guaranteed in the All-Star.
He'll be in it.
He's got to win the fan vote.
You don't think he'll win? It's a number three.
But he's not in the top five as of right now for fan
votes.
He has to race
his
way in. And
he's not Dale Earnhardt Sr. He's not the Intimidator. He's just driving in the car.
It doesn't matter. People see that three and they're like, oh.
That kind of scares votes away with him.
But if I was betting money, I would be betting on the Gibbs car. But since we're not betting money, I want to root for my boy. Come on, Brad. Come on, BK.
All right. Oh,
who knows? Maybe Bobby Labonte will win the
Burger King.
Maybe Bobby Labonte will win the fan vote and race. I hope he doesn't again.
Oh no!
Is Jeff Gordon eligible for the fan?
No,
vote?
He's retired. Period. He's not running.
Danica is not allowed to be in the fan voting, is she?
Yeah, she's won the last 2 years.
I know.
Two of the 3 years.
So where's she right now in fan voting?
She's top. She was one of the top five names. They didn't give who
NASCAR
was
fans love DP.
I know.
That's why she won't go nowhere. They love DP. Right. They know she can't drive, but they love to look at her.
It's phrasing, by the way. Just phrasing.
Just saying. I love looking at her.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words this week. Give me two words to describe the cat every time I'm getting ready to mention to you. Angry Birds movie comes out this weekend.
Don't care.
Come on, it's Angry Birds, man.
I don't care.
Jason
never played
Sudeikis.
The game.
You ain't gonna take a kiss?
Second that.
Must see. Come on. It's Angry Birds. It'd be a funny movie. Take the kids too.
I'll try to find a bootleg copy.
All right. Baylor
at his best.
Baylor University football team.
Scumbags.
Took mine. I'll say dirtbags.
Just please ban the university football team until they get this straightened out. 24 Legacy starting in February with Dr. Dre's son as the star.
I want to reuse mine and say don't care. Never cared about 24, never will. I'm not a huge Kiefer Sutherland fan.
He's not in it.
He was in the original 24.
Right.
Yeah. Not watching.
Oh, must see. Dude, if you haven't seen the trailer, it looks really good. And I think it's going to be really good. The undefeated.com. In case you haven't heard, ESPN's got a new, how am I going to say this? A new sports website /culture/race/culture/everything website. I don't know if y'all checked out. Wait, two words.
Rating struggling?
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Haven't heard.
Haven't heard? I mean, I'm surprised you listen to ESPN Radio this week. They promoted the heck out of it. Interesting stories. If you read it, actually, they've got some interesting stories on there if you go read it. Jay, Adondi, everybody's on there. Drake on SNL, Black Jeopardy.
Didn't watch.
Missed skit. I was watching like half of it, and then I think I had to go to work, and then my wife erased the recording, so I didn't see the rest of it.
Best part of the show.
Yeah.
Because they ask
him. That's three words.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's more
than four, actually. Sorry.
It's four. Best part. They were asking him about rappers from Canada. You know, he's dressed as somebody else, and he brings up somebody else's name. It's really funny, though. Dunk King on TNT.
Reuse mine. Don't care.
Not excited.
It was. It's interesting, but I don't like seeing the dunks over cars anymore. I just stop it, and especially the convertibles that you leave the. Yeah, no.
It's hard to get hyped about No Names dunking a basketball.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to have dunking over stuff, make it like over a pool of sharks or something. Or
a pit of piranhas.
I'll have to show you some of the dunks here, like some of them. Some of them's got some real hype, hyped up. I mean, because it's been super hyped by TNT. Let's go in Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
Do you have any Bon Voyages?
$1 million from Phil Mickelson's wallet to the SEC. That's Bon Voyage. Roger Federer, Bon Voyage will not be. He had to withdraw from the French Open. Father Time is starting to catch up with Mr. Federer. Hate to see that happening to him. Who else do we got? That's all I got, man. I'm not going to look for anything else.
Bon Voyage of Freddie Gonzalez for the Braves releasing him. Which is stupid. Like, it's his fault the Braves have 10 wins. Like, it's his fault that the front office traded everybody away. They're playing with a AAA team.
We got to love how he got
fired.
That's
the reason AAA is a tell the story.
If you haven't heard, he received an email that said, you have just received your one-way ticket back to Atlanta. They were on a three-game road trip.
They just started the road trip in Pittsburgh.
And he was confused, scratching his head, and then he got the call a few minutes later. Yeah, we're relieving you of your duties. Oh, that's why I got this ticket here on this email. Oh, and let me say Bon Voyage, this episode of BSS Carolinas. As usual, thank you for Periscopians for checking us out. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I had Bon Voyage to Hendrick Motorsports for possibly getting Kevin Harvick since he now just re-signed a long-term deal with Stuart Haas Racing.
They
so now they're stuck with Casey Kane for another 3 years. Crash test dummy himself.
Yeah. Hendrick has to do something, man. Their drivers are getting old and they haven't been winning.
Yeah, they haven't had a good driver since...
Johnson was the man for a while.
He's number five. What are you talking about? He's still fifth.
But do you think
– talking driver.
Do you really feel that Jimmy Johnson is going to win the championship?
This year?
No.
Probably not. I mean, does he win one more? Maybe.
They're on the decline right now.
Right. They need the infusion of drivers, yeah.
It'll probably be either Kyle Busch or possibly Carl Edwards this year.
They'll have to – yeah. I want to take someone from Joe Gibbs Racing, too. But I won't count out my man Keselowski. I'm rooting for you, BK.
Who was your first Bon Voyage?
Oh, my God.
Didn't you say Freddie Gonzalez?
Yeah, Freddie Gonzalez. That's right.
Thank you. Okay, listen. Freddie, I get your team was bad, but he's a bad manager. He never was a good manager.
How can you say he was a bad manager?
He wasn't a good manager in Miami. He wasn't in Atlanta. Yes, he got them to the playoffs, but he was never a good manager anyway. The last 2 years, absolutely. He's had some – they traded everybody away. I agree with that. But sometimes you – if you're starting fresh, which they are starting fresh, you need a fresh manager.
But it's the dumbest thing in the world when you have a stadium that's opening next year.
They shouldn't trade everybody away. That's –
No, when they have the Upton brothers, Evan Gaddis, they trade for Shelby Miller.
Yep.
I mean, they have all this talent. I can't remember their shortstop that they traded away.
Simmons. Simmons went to the Angels.
What they're going to do is they're probably going to get Chipper Jones to manage, or one of the old Braves players to manage them.
I've got a name for you. Go out and get Terry Pendleton. He's on St. Louis' staff. Let him be your manager. Going into the new stadium.
Go get Chipper Jones.
No, you ain't getting Chipper Jones. No.
Why not?
Chipper Jones, no.
Chipper is an all-time Brave.
Go get John Smoltz before you get freaking Chipper Jones. John Smoltz. Or Tom Glavin.
They're comfortable. John Smoltz is comfortable being
behind the mic, chilling.
But do you have any other Bomb Brigadges? That's it?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, let me give one to Antonio Brown, eliminated from Dancing with the Stars this past week.
Darn, that fade.
The last NFL player to make it. He made it to the top five, though, so way to go.
Ricardo Lockett of the Seahawks retiring after 5 seasons after that big hit in Dallas last year that almost killed him.
Oh, yeah.
He's retiring. He was coming into his own receiver. As a receiver, he was a huge weapon for Russell Wilson, the only deep threat, really, for Seattle. Chris Weidman dropped out of USC 199 to – extrusion herniation on nerve. So
you can say whatever you want to, but Chris Rockhold beat the brakes off of Chris Weidman the last fight. He didn't want to fight him again.
WWE's Emma's out 4 to 6 weeks with an injury. There you go.
The girl that walked real fast to the ring with my man from Italy.
Well, now she's a bad.
That's Zack Ryder's girlfriend, yo.
She's
down with the Ryder pal. Yep.
The only person is. I'm just kidding.
The only one that'll put Ryder over.
Oh, which I had a room shot for that one. And last but not least, Time Warner Cable Arena will be renamed to Charter.
Charter?
They sold.
I don't even know what Charter is.
I can't call it the Cable Box no more?
Nope.
No.
Well, I mean, well, Charter is? Cable Box.
Yeah, they're like. Because actually, one of my regulars is actually a higher up with Time Warner.
But yeah, they sold.
I had no idea what was happening until I was like, yeah, probably getting let go from Time Warner. I was like, what was that for? Because we got bought out. Like, wow, that's. I didn't even know that Time Warner was getting bought out.
Yeah, they
got bought out. I figured they were the big deal.
I thought so too, but they got bought out by Charter. So they're going to rename the Cable Box. We can still call it Cable Box if they keep Charter.
Now it's the Charter Box.
Charter Cable Arena, the CCA.
The CCA.
It's still going to be the place where the Hornets lose.
Why not just call it Charlotte Coliseum?
Because it's not owned by Charlotte.
Michael Jordan owns the team. He can name whatever he wants. All right, you got anything else? You guys got anything?
Sports is life.
Mr. Day is off over.
I got nothing today.
All right.
Like every week.
And make sure you follow us on BSS Carolinas on Twitter. Make sure you check out all our shows on BreakdownSportsShow.com and listen to us on iHeart, Spreaker, iTunes. Catch us everywhere. And see you later.
Side piece. Pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman. Bring it glamour back. Keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk down the aisle. I want to do you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Get it all like Marvin Gaye.